got to.
What's good? This is Orlando's very own singer-songwriter, at Pinhead. You're now tuned
What's
in.
What's going on, podcast world? It is your girl, Slick Nick, and I'm back with another lovely, fun, super fresh, dope episode. I'm surrounded by dope ass, funny ass people, and as you know, I always start to my left. So, Big Brother D Dave is in here.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, across from D Dave, Super Mario is in the building.
You know, hey, hookah lady.
My lovely baby Imani, aka Stush Skin by E.
Period.
And Nell.
Yo, it's me, Imani. You know my name. Stop playing with me.
All right, so first of all, I want to say thank y'all for being here.
No problem.
Now, I know we was talking about it before we went live, but can we get into this quarantine? I'm gonna talk about it as long as you're still going through it. So,
oh Lord, we ain't going through nothing. It's a mental thing.
You don't think so? Like, you don't think? I feel like the extroverts are like having a very hard time with being in the house.
I definitely do. I go out once a day to walk myself because I ain't got a dog.
Okay.
First and foremost, has anybody in here been checked yet?
No. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I get checked when I go to work.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been checked yet, so
I know you got two coughs.
No, I got a little sniffle.
You had
I feel okay.
You had
I feel
a sneeze. Okay. You sneezed in a car. You
no,
got
I did.
Home.
I tried to hide it.
You sneezed in a car. You got one more.
You know, like when you back from China. You know, like when you sneeze and you like look away, hope nobody see it.
No, I heard
you got two coughs for me, brother.
I felt bad. That's the only time you feel bad when somebody say bless you during this time. Like, you be like, you didn't have to say that out loud. You could have kept that to yourself.
Yeah, I didn't need that.
I didn't need that. Not in front of company.
Got a lot of people here.
He wanted to contact. Don't you cough.
Right.
I feel it so bad. I feel like kids these days. Like, I love kids, but as soon as you sneeze, get your child.
Yeah. Get your baby.
Yeah.
Whose child is this?
Who you belong to?
It could be my whole sister. Mom, come get the baby.
How is everybody holding up in this COVID times?
It's bittersweet.
Bittersweet?
It's bittersweet. It's got its ups and its downs.
How are you holding up? How are you holding up?
How am I holding up?
Yes.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I mean, I wear my mask
as you
every
should.
Now and then.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
No, listen. No. Okay, so I think we all end up not doing what we're supposed to do when we get around comfortable people.
Correct.
Right?
No, that's facts.
Right? So,
that's facts.
I think it's bad practice. Right? I think it's bad practice when we do that. But in all honesty, like when you're around family and friends, you don't really think nothing.
Like they ain't got it.
Right.
Exactly.
So
I feel as if when we're around each other, you know, if you come around how you done been around plenty of times now, we know I ain't been sick yet.
Right.
Now, don't say yet.
When other people come around, it's like, all right, nigga, we know if, you know, somebody else gets sick.
Yeah.
You the odd. It was you.
Yeah, until 4 days later when my eyes bleed. I'm like, Mario,
I'm going to pray
for
you.
I'm on the toilet stool. You know what I'm saying? Hit me out. Hit me, please.
So, wait. Have y'all gotten y'all, again, I know we was talking about it off air, but have y'all gotten y'all stimulus checks yet?
No.
You still haven't got yours?
Oh, no. I got mine the first week.
I ain't did taxes in 5 years. I know I ain't getting one.
Oh, I'm crying.
They coming to get you.
Yo ass.
No.
I'm just gonna say we were talking about it off here, so you know the answer to that. So I'm the guy in the club when they say, anybody got $100, put your hands up. I keep my hand down. I ain't letting you know
how much
I
got.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, I ain't never got
You're supposed to.
As far as anyone's concerned.
I do my own lyrics. I'd be like, you got $5 bill, put your hands up. You got a $1 bill, hey, I got those.
Personal finances are important.
Before this whole quarantine, I still ain't put my hand up.
No, that's a secret. How dare you ask me about my funds?
I seen a dude with dreads walk in with some Jordans on. He looked like he looking for me right now.
Yeah,
how dare you ask me about my funds?
That's exactly how to get robbed, because they be on all types of social media with right here.
With their baby mamas.
Doing the spread. Like, come on now.
And then you got everybody on the outside.
Speaking of which, did you guys see the meme or the video of the lady? doing all this with the money, and the guy came by and snatched it up.
Oh, and took all
no. I didn't see that.
My money.
He gone now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that's it. That's what you get.
You floss.
That's why you don't floss the way you do.
What's the thing called? What do they call it? Oh, boot gang.
Yeah.
Boot gang. He boot gang and got right on the bottom of
it. Nah, I haven't.
That's not cool. There's nothing cool about boot gang.
So that happened to you?
No, it didn't happen to me.
So how?
That wouldn't be a good day. That wouldn't be a good day. That's a young thing, though.
How do y'all feel? How do y'all feel with... because apparently Outside is supposed to open up in a couple weeks. Because Georgia opened up Friday.
Yeah, and everybody was outside like it was nothing.
Right. So how long are y'all? Because I know I'm not going to go outside. I'm going to wait for Outside S. I'm not going outside.
Period.
Yet. I'm going to wait for Outside S. Mm-hmm. So how long are y'all going to wait before y'all go outside? A month or two, back to normal?
A month, probably.
Back to normal.
Another month?
What is normal? Man.
You could do another. That's a long
time. Going to day parties.
I think I'm
going to
give it 2
weeks.
Well,
the whole
club.
You're
going to give it 2
weeks? Yeah,
I'm going to
give it 2 weeks.
The whole club party and all that stuff where there's a whole bunch of people, it's going to be a while.
That's going to be a while.
A long while. The club scene will never be the same.
It won't. However, I'm fiending for a Soul Cafe. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Nah, I'm trying to get to the patio. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I'm fiending for a sunset, too.
But I'm fiending for a sunset. But that stuff is never going to be the same because the first couple times you get into it and you're out there, everyone has it to you. And you, mentally, you're like, okay, yeah. Well,
y'all know where I'll be standing at, so I'm good.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
dudes ain't going to try to catch
one,
you.
One person bump you, and you feel like you played tag. Like, you're it now. You're like,
yeah. Oh, no, yeah, fine.
Now what?
Well, see, on the opposite end of that spectrum, I didn't really go out like that to begin with. So
right.
I'll probably give it another month. A month and a half before I go outside comfortably. Now, we're talking about family barbecues or something like that. Then
yeah, that's different. Because people are still barbecuing
that,
anyway.
I have family friends, and they talk about, oh, my son came over. He sat on the back of his truck. I sat in the garage, and we talked. We were 6 feet apart. Dude, that's your son.
Right.
If you don't have it,
no.
You don't have it, what's the problem?
Exactly.
Right. We don't know.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, he knows his son don't have it.
Yeah. We don't know that.
That's what they tell us.
That's what they tell
us. That's what they want you to believe.
But there's too many cases of people, like, legit. Son comes in their mom's house, correct. Mom gets
correct.
In debt.
Yeah.
Correct. But on that, they also said the numbers that we have are not all directly related
oh, yeah,
to
they're inflated, for sure.
For example.
Definitely inflated.
For example,
yeah.
If you're
scared.
In the hospice center, and once you hit hospice, you have a date. You're
you
on
don't
your
think
way.
It's inflated?
You know what I mean? There's no one comes out of hospice alive.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
true.
You already going to die. But then you catch COVID in the hospice, and now they say, oh, he died of COVID. No, he died of complications before that because it's just
plus COVID.
So you don't think the numbers are inflated?
I don't know if we can definitely say they're inflated or not. There's a lot of things I guess you could die from. But, I mean, you could die from a lot of things when you have HIV and AIDS. That's HIV true. And AIDS necessarily don't kill you.
Except
it's something
wrong.
Else that usually kills you
correct.
While you have the disease.
Correct.
So to be like, oh, well, you know, he didn't die from COVID, he died from something else. Well, maybe COVID was, you know, sped up the process. I would attribute that to COVID, you know. So, but my question is, does anybody think this is fake? What about the people that think this
is
real?
No, this ain't fake.
The people
this
who
is real
think
life
fake,
at this point.
It's also the people who think the Holocaust isn't real.
The people that think it's fake are also the people
injecting
that
themselves with bleach.
Yeah.
Hello. It's also the people that add an S at the end of oxtail.
And go get all
period.
The toilet paper from
it's
the
It's also
from
the people
hold on now. I add an S sometimes.
Why do you add an S? There's no S.
That's because you got a list, though. You got a real bad list.
There's no S.
There's no S.
Wrong with that.
It's also the people that say sorry for your lost.
Ew.
Lost.
On a personal thing, I really didn't think it was real until they shut down sports. When they shut down the NBA, I said, oh, this might be real. Hell
oh, no. That didn't do it for me. That didn't do it for me.
What did it
for when you? Disney shut down? Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
You don't shut Disney down for nothing.
For nothing.
I remember when the biggest hurricane... Well, reportedly, it was supposed to be the biggest hurricane that hit Florida since like 2004. It was supposed to hit, was it last year or something like that?
Yeah.
And Disney was supposed to shut down. They were like, listen, we're going to shut down for 8 hours. We open back up in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Disney don't close. And
like,
they lost billions.
Exactly.
They lost billions.
You shut down Disney. You doing.
We want Mickey and.
You doing
no,
what?
Disney.
Yeah.
Disney.
Yeah, oh, listen.
Disney Plus is doing amazing. Yeah, I feel like Disney Plus, just like Netflix and all of them, because there's nothing else that you could really do.
Literally.
But. When I saw the news that Disney was closing, first of all, International Disney closed first before our Disney closed.
Florida don't care.
And when I saw that, and I was like, damn, Japan and Paris closed, and they were set to lose like I want to say $24 billion for the quarter.
Yeah. And then Disneyland closed up there in California.
Yeah, like, exactly. All right.
I just think there's a way bigger agenda than the COVID. The COVID's a problem. I agree. But I think there's a higher agenda.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a hidden agenda behind all of this.
You think so?
Oh, I definitely
I'm still
so.
Waiting on what happened to Ebola.
But that's my thing. We've had so many things, bird flu, Ebola, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this one is the one that we get paid to stay home. But now they realize it's too much to keep these people home.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what?
Right.
Just open it up and let them kill each other off. Whoever makes it, makes it. It's almost like Hunger Games.
Well, I'm
sort of, I don't volunteer as Tribune, so...
Correct. Correct. You see
I don't
saying?
Volunteer.
But it's almost on that type of thing, so it's just like, wait
I'll
a minute.
I'll be dead anyway.
I'm not volunteering for nothing.
Okay.
You're going to catch me.
I don't know. It's crazy like that.
I promise
man.
You.
All right, so since we're talking about... Whoa, well, we're talking about a lot, but I have brought up the stimulus check, so I'm going to read something to y'all, and I want y'all to tell me if you feel like this lady is dead wrong... Okay. Or she right. She should do what she need to do.
Okay? I can do that.
Ooh, okay.
Right. I feel like she's wrong already.
Dang, you ain't
even. I haven't even heard. No, I feel like she's absolutely incorrect about what she's saying.
Okay.
She's stupid.
You ready?
Continue. All right.
So, I don't know if I'm being petty, but I feel like I'm not. So, you always know they're about to be petty when
they
say
when they start
like
off
I'm
with
not.
That. Yeah.
So, when you say I'm
coming.
Petty,
yeah.
So, yeah.
It's
okay.
coming.
Yeah.
So, my ex-husband remarried and has kids with
wrong.
His wife.
She was wrong.
No, she's absolutely wrong.
And
I told
has
you.
Kids with his wife.
Biddle.
She owns a business, and I found out that she makes almost $1 million a year. Mm. My ex works and give me $900 a month in child support for our daughter. Okay. But I don't think it's fair. Mm. I told him that it would be nice if he sent me more for my daughter, and he told me his wife and his accounts are not together.
Negative.
But I honestly want to take him to court to get the max amount I can get for our child. I work from home, and my husband is in the Army, but we're struggling. It would be nice to have that additional income that my daughter deserves. So
she's wrong. She raised her hand like she in class.
Right, right.
Because it doesn't take...
One person at a time. Good.
It doesn't take $900 to raise a kid, because I have three, and I don't pay that much a month for Nan one
Thank
of them,
you.
And they're bigger.
Thank you.
Not Nan.
Nan one.
Not Nan one.
Okay. Well, she getting $900 a month.
Going back to what we talked about off air, the American greed. She's like, wait, she makes a million? Oh, I need more of that money.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
You're right.
And
you're
I'm
right.
not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say that there,
Why you think
it's
he
out
left
of the
her?
Realm of possibility that somebody could pay $900 for a child. But for that to be likely... It's not the odds are against you for you to pay $900 a month for a child, and you need more unless that child is in the hospital fighting for his life every
day. Correct.
Every you are day. Not getting more than $900, ma'am.
Right?
You and your husband need to find a better job. Whatever business you have working
in the
at
army.
Home. No, I understand that, but she has a business at home, correct?
His new wife has the business at home.
But at $900 a month, you're already winning.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
For one kid?
Yeah.
For
one
kid. If there's three or four, that's a different thing.
But see, now that tells me you're not using the $900 for the child itself.
That part.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, playing devil's advocate.
We're listening.
Wouldn't rent, food, light, all of that stuff still...
Yeah, I agree.
What?
I see where you're going.
Wouldn't that still essentially be for the kid?
No, because
you
could, without the kid, if she don't pay that bill, she's going to
No, but the kid is involved, technically.
I understand, but unless you live in a castle, $900 a month is outrageous.
No. I think $900 a month that she's getting solely for her kid is pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Like fair?
Huh?
Like fair?
Yeah, if that's what she's being awarded, she should be fine with that.
She gets $900 for the kid.
No.
But
it sounds
but she wants more.
Okay, but
her and her man
sound like they need to get.
I ain't no life.
Her and her man definitely need to step their game up. That's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, the $900 a month is like good money.
That should be the max for one. One child. What is the max? What are we talking about?
I mean,
$900.
If she goes back to court, let's say
child.
She'd get $1,200.
Oh no!
Oh
no!
Come get me.
I know someone right
Lock
now.
Lock me up.
I know someone right now that's getting like $1,200, $1,300 for three kids. For you to get $900
for one.
Yeah. For one,
that's
outrageous.
Okay, but it's
okay,
based
but wait,
off of
that
income.
Is outrageous.
Why?
No
why
reason.
Is it so? What makes it so outrageous?
Well, I'm gonna say it this way: There's as no, me growing
she
up.
She works from home.
She works from home.
She needs to go to work.
The new wife works she from need to put home.
In some the new wife has owns her own business and she brings in like $1 million.
But she so works from
she,
home.
What she needs to do is take the 900, be happy, and then ask the new wife for some notes to get that same type of money.
Yeah. Period. Unless she's living outside her
she
means.
She needs to go work for her.
$900 that's, a month. I don't care where you live at.
Okay.
Especially in Orlando.
She's trying to get at her least done half in your her nails.
So at least.
At least.
Bronca said she needs to take that $900 and praise God. Nobody gets that for child support.
Nobody. Thank you, Bronca.
No, they do.
What's her name? What'd you say her name?
Bronca.
Bronca, listen, you don't even know it. I almost had a praise break in here.
Yo, we almost passed around the plate.
But, okay, so what?
Same four people putting money
so,
in.
Okay, wait. So what is considered like too much? So wait. Before
900.
No.
Too much. That is way too much.
No, wait. Okay, before you answer that again.
Okay.
Again. Do you think that if she was to go to court, the judge would grant
he should laugh
the
at her.
Wife given?
No, he should laugh at her.
He would.
You got two incomes, one child, and a ex-spouse giving you $900 a month. That is more than enough. You have to explain why you would need more than $900 other than mismanagement of your money. To say that you're struggling is not enough for a judge to be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to give you $1,200.
Some people don't even make
$900. Yeah, but it's based on their finances. Income. So
correct,
but if their incomes are put together, technically, no, she might be able to
he
get
can't
a little
be,
bit more.
He won't do that.
His account and her account are separate.
His new wife, Imani.
It was once.
You got one more time.
Okay. You got one more time to call.
You better hold it.
Time out.
She's sitting next to me.
You better choke before you start calling.
And there it is again. Oh, you did it. Going on.
Oh, no. I'm out.
Imani?
I'm out.
It was choking.
Hey, listen. If y'all don't see me, y'all know why.
I wasn't even supposed to be over here. I was just supposed to be taking out the trash.
That's it.
And they got me out here.
Yeah, they got me off the
and
street.
And I'm about to get COVID.
You'll be all right.
I don't have time for this.
They said
give me COVID
18.
This don't give me
18.
Please.
So, I have a couple comments that jumped on mine. Like, one said that, DJ Energizer said, that could be the whole man's check. Some people don't even make that in a month.
Well, he got to get a better job.
And, Jen Cruz, my baby, said $900 is a lot for only one kid. Some people only get $300 per kid.
Exactly.
$300. Some people don't get nothing.
Some people don't get
nothing. I'm still waiting on my back child support for my daddy. And he dead. So
$350 max.
But see, the thing is
per
that,
child.
$300 for a kid?
Per month?
Oh, no.
If you got three or four. Now, if you got like
that's
three
poor
or four.
That's poor pussy
management. No, listen. If you got
you
three or four.
You said what?
If you got three
you
or four.
You said what?
If you got three or four, that's usually what it maxes out to. Now, if you got one, they could bump it to like 400 or something like that.
What that is the man that you had a kid with doesn't make no money like that.
So that's her fault.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Period.
But see, the thing is,
poor pussy management.
Like you talked about before, the whole how much you get depends on how much you make. It's a percentage game.
True.
You know what I mean? So if he's making X amount of dollars, they're going to take an X amount of percent.
Exactly.
It's not based on, okay, well, you make $2,000 a month. I need 500 of that. No, it's a percent.
It's a percent, But that's what I'm saying. If their
the
income
you make,
is
the more
put
they take,
together.
It's taxes or child support.
She might get more.
That's just what it is.
That sucks. She got to do better with her boss.
Yeah, but it shouldn't go based off his new wife's. The judge shouldn't factor in his new wife's
they do,
is she,
salary.
It is because when you're married.
Is she getting food stamps? That's the real question. Because if she getting food stamps, you don't need that $900 because the child can eat. We got hand-me-down clothes. All type of stuff.
But see,
Goodwill.
This is why I don't
Play-Dohs.
Like
Play-Dohs is the place to be. Hello.
This is why I don't like these situations because there's not enough information. Now, you got to define struggling for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like at
everyone's
this point,
struggle is different.
Yeah, $900 towards anybody's rent is more than enough.
What if they're living in L.A.?
They need to move out of L.A. They need to move somewhere like Oakland.
Arizona.
They need to go
Oakland?
Yeah.
Oakland's cheaper than
way more expensive. What are you talking about?
No, outside of Oakland is not way more expensive.
You said Oakland.
Well, the Oakland area.
Well, can I just say this? But y'all just stop me from having kids indefinitely. ain't no accidents messing with Mario.
Oakland is significantly more expensive than L.A.
No, not significantly more expensive than L.A.
How you know?
Because I've been to Oakland.
Yeah, but have you checked out the prices?
On Google, yeah.
Oh man, they be lying.
No, Redfin helped me out.
You cut your hand on Google, they tell you you're going to die tomorrow.
Swear to God.
Yo, yeah. I've been to L.A. once.
L.A.'s dope.
And when I went to L.A., it was just way more expensive than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, anyone that knows me, I don't floss money. I don't come from money. I just live my life and live within my means. I don't go out trying to floss for nobody.
Bum.
If you don't like me, you don't like me. It is. But L.A. is so superficial. Like, every place I've went, it's just like, oh, my God, he's not wearing Gucci. He's not wearing Prada.
I love the West Coast, but I didn't get that vibe.
But parts of Atlanta is like that, too, though.
Yes.
Mm. Most of the parts in Atlanta is like that.
Miami's like that. Mm-hmm. However, for sure. I did go to Fairfax. I had to go to a couple sneaker shops, and I felt right at home.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't walk out with none of them things because they're like $500-$600 a pair.
Swear to God.
However, I still felt real comfortable because that's my element.
Inglewood is like that, too.
Yes,
I love Inglewood.
I'll tell you now, if I ever go up there and they tell me, well, you ain't the shit because you ain't got on Gucci, well, my rent is paid. I got gas in my car.
You can't have both in LA.
What more do I want?
I
spent a lot of time in Inglewood because I was my home. I love Inglewood. Right up the street from Roscoe's.
I love Roscoe's.
In Inglewood, the original.
That Obama special hit every time.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Is it good like that?
No, that shit is good. The macaroni is A1. That lemonade is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Everything about it.
What about the chicken and waffles?
I've never been there.
No. Seriously.
I didn't have the chicken
waffles. Because I'm going to be honest. Ain't nobody messing with my man Nell on the chicken and waffles.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know I got you, bro.
I did that. Before we continue this conversation, that was not cooked for him in the morning. It was a group of people, everybody.
Yeah. We know that.
For him personally.
That was a brunch special.
I had to cut that off.
I went to Roscoe's. I used to think it was overhyped too, but I told myself I gotta go. Like, I can't come to LA and not go to Roscoe's. So I went. No, like legit. You had. It's like a staple. You gotta go to Roscoe's.
Yeah. But only the Inglewood and Culver City.
That's the one I went to. Cause my best friend staying in Inglewood.
Bomb.
So I went. We went to Roscoe's. I'm like, everybody was telling me, get the Obama special. Get the Obama special. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, fine. So my best friend's brother was like, you gotta get the Obama special. Boom. Okay, fine. So I sat down. I knew what I wanted. Got the Obama special. Got the lemonade. The food came out. First of all, they took a little long, so I was like,
oh, yeah. It's still black.
Y'all ain't busy. Come on now. Like, y'all, where we were sitting, our waiter was not busy. Come on. So I was kind of annoyed, and I just had got off the flight, so I was
annoys you.
I was hangry. Shut up. Yeah. I was hangry.
Prices.
So they finally came, took the order, brought the food out. When I tell you, finger licking up looking good.
Swear.
I had to get some macaroni cheese to go. Like,
did
I
you lick
to.
Your fingers, though?
Yeah, because it was before COVID, so I did.
Okay.
Yeah, we sure was going to ask you to leave,
no,
too.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what we're doing?
I was going to say, I shook your hand today.
Very rarely do I find myself using napkins at places that I frequent often.
The more I go to places,
I go to Mr. and Mrs. Crab to get my stuff to go. I'm licking my whole
hand. Yeah, no, I don't even get napkins anymore. At some places.
No.
At my favorite places.
Since we own this hand wash, amazes me how many people were not washing
their hands before.
Oh, man. Right. Hey, it's crazy that people really still don't know how to wash their hands.
Right. There are grown men that go to the bathroom and walk out of the bathroom.
I'm going to tell y'all this, and I'm so, so serious. Yeah. I do, before this whole COVID thing, my job was to do trade shows. So I'd set up big things for doctors and stuff like that. The doctors in this planet are the nastiest SOBs on the planet.
Really?
Oh, you should have told me that.
So many of them go into the bathroom, do what they do, and just walk on out.
All right. For the record, I'm going to just say that I disagree with him. Just in case I get sick. All the doctors, I love you. You are the heroes on the front line.
Like, no.
Forget that. I appreciate you. No, I don't need nobody not working on me.
Wait a minute. See, that's not the doctors on the front line. It's the CNAs on the front line.
Everybody's on the front line. So you're in the hospital, you're on the front line.
The doctors are the second resort.
So are the nurses clean? Because I see them all get that little hand sanitizer. Now I'm thinking, is that hand sanitizer?
If you're in the hospital, you're on the front line. From the people that work in administration that check you in, when you get to the hospital, they are on the front lines. From the people that check you out when you go to the hospital, they are on the front lines. From the CNAs to the RNs to the doctors to everybody else.
At the end of the day, this COVID situation really shows you how many nasty people we have.
It can touch everybody. It can touch everybody. Nobody. Everybody can be touched.
I mean,
I used to not be upset going into Walmart. Like, I go into Walmart like it ain't nothing. Now, since this COVID thing, I feel like I'm on Zombie Island. Everybody walking around with masks and just...
Yeah.
The thing that gets me, though, with people with these masks and these gloves, you have people that come into Walmart that have the gloves on all day.
Yeah.
And then they come and touch everything.
Touch everything. It's kind of productive.
Hi, sweetheart. You want an apple? Yeah. I don't want that apple.
That one.
Let me go to the bottom.
You've touched 75 different people's bags and groceries and everything else, and now you're going to ring up my stuff.
Exactly.
You got to protect them. No.
It's funny when you see people wearing masks in their own car, like, you're in your own car.
You in your car.
That's your journey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you're an Uber or Lyft or something like that. I can understand that.
That's different.
Like, when you're in your own car on the way to the store and you're, like, trying to protect yourself from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
The mask thing is crazy nowadays just because I feel like it's in the air now. And really, too, you can prevent it. You can do whatever you can prevent it, but with it being in the air, it's hard. Who going to die? It ain't my time yet.
Y'all got to catch Imani because she be saying
yeah, the Lord ain't through with me yet.
You think so?
Oh my God!
Whoa! Do you know
something I don't know?
This is the person that called.
Did you die and then talk to him? Call something? You think he ain't done?
This is coming from the person that coughed twice in the room.
Oh. Yeah, she's trying to get us out of here. That's what it is.
You hit that right on the head. She's trying to get us out of here.
She said, y'all going to die.
Devil's advocate. You playing the devil's advocate.
Y'all going to die.
Does he speak through you?
Is he? Are you his vessel? Is what I'm trying to figure out.
Low key, low key. I'm crying. Okay. So I want to talk about, because I know D. Davey said a couple times, like, being in the sneaker store is your happy place.
Of course.
So have you been watching The Last Dance?
Yes. Course.
What you think about it?
I think it really brought me back to being 11, and it feels really, really weird to me with my 11-year-old watching something that I knew about at 11.
And he didn't knew nothing about.
Correct.
For those of you that don't know what The Last Dance is, The Last Dance is a documentary about
the great one,
Michael Jordan's last season with the Bulls, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And you have a camera. I think it's really dope how people were like recorded with actual like cameras and stuff back in the 90s.
And
actually,
see
it.
I thought about that too. Like, wow.
I think that's so dope. But it's about Michael Jordan and his last season with the Bulls and the up and downs with, who was it? Pat Riley?
Yeah.
Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson.
With Phil Jackson being the head coach and not coming back and the issues with, who was he, the manager, the GM?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry?
Well,
Jerry Cross.
For the record, he's still the best coach to ever coach in the NBA.
It is.
Phil Jackson.
If you want to win the championship, go get Phil.
I can agree.
I don't know, man. Phil has some great ones, man.
Pat Riley does his thing.
Phil has some great
ones. I like
Pat.
When
he didn't have his great ones, he wasn't that successful.
Thing. Although he stuck Gruden a little bit, but I got cut.
I don't know.
Pat Riley still does his thing, though. Right, man.
Like, I think
it's debatable.
I know for me watching it, because of course I was like two. I was young. I was in the single digits, and watching it and seeing how the vision that Phil Jackson had to make everybody great on the team, not just like give Michael the ball, but and then watching how heavy the Pistons. Defense were like they were aggressive.
They were savages.
Like that's ridiculous.
What did they call themselves? What did the Pistons call themselves?
The Bad Boys.
The Bad Boys
of the NBA.
Y'all thought Will Smith and Martin was the Bad Boys. Like, y'all.
No, but they said a little bit. They talked a little bit about it last night on the during the documentary. The
episode I was thinking for
that. The Bad Boys. It wasn't just mutually exclusive to the Chicago Bulls. The Bad Boys were bad to everybody, to include the Lakers.
Oh,
the
everybody,
Celtics,
yeah.
And
they was out for blood.
Their whole game plan was to rough them up, intimidate them to catch the win.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then that's why Michael Jordan and the rest of the Bulls had hit the gym. We're going to do some roughing up. We're going to see them boys again.
Right.
Yeah, Jordan had changed his whole mindset. And I think they come from switching other coaches season after season. And so once he changed that mindset that, hey, I'm going to bring the fight to them.
Showing that I'm not backing down.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he also started.
We can fight.
And he also started holding his teammates accountable, right?
Yes.
Because at first it was just like, well, I'm going to get as many points as I want to. But you never really heard of him just like going at teammates and everything else.
Like
But during that first season, they were talking about those championships. Yeah. They were like, oh, yeah, Jordan, he
jump on your ass. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He demanded perfection.
Right. Yeah, like when they had to take that flight to go get Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
You got to get up, bro. Yeah. Come on. You got
to
go.
Right now.
Back to the crib.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I like the documentary. I think it's interesting. It takes me back to a more innocent time when basketball was, you know, just basketball. You just could play.
Yeah,
you used to want to be everybody that you seen that was raw back then. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
that scored. Yes. You wanted to be everybody. Yeah. And then I look at the old tapes and some of his, just his step backs, man, his fadeaways. I'm like, oh my God. He was
ridiculous.
Well, I remember him killing people like that.
To piggyback off that, this ain't no shade or nothing, but I didn't want to be Charles Barkley. That's not what I wanted.
Not too many people wanted.
You know, Charles, don't get me wrong, he was a good player, but I didn't want to be him.
If you
want
to be Dennis Rodman. If you didn't really have a good shoe.
Like with Carmen Electra.
Yeah, if you didn't really have a good shoe, nobody wanted to be you anyway. Nobody really wanted to be Shaq. As good as Shaq was. Nobody really wanted to be Shaq because he didn't have a good shoe.
I ain't going to lie. I did have some Shaq. I felt like Shaq when I touched the court. I ain't going to lie. I said, put me down low, coach.
I would have clowned you till you cried. I'll be honest with you. If you
them Reebok Shaqs were pretty straight until he started hitting that Walmart.
I would have clowned you as well until you cried.
What people don't know is.
Thank you. Don't defend him. Don't defend Shaq.
But the thing about it, what people don't know is Shaq's shoe is very sold. It gets sold a lot
in the sneaker community. The retro Shaqs are like way up.
No, wait, I understand
Shaq
that.
Shaq has
retro? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
understand that. I understand that. Stephon Marbury came out with a shoe that's supposed to be affordable for everybody.
So basically,
you just said you wouldn't have them, though, is what I'm trying to figure out. Did you have these shoes?
No.
I had some Shaqs.
Yeah, no.
Strawberries? No.
No, if you had Strawberries and Shaqs with some TBJs on, tight booty jeans, you were getting clowned all day, every day.
And now TBJs are in style.
So wait, so since we're talking about basketball, right, because this is one of my... I don't want to say favorite. It sounds terrible to say favorite. But this is one of my, like, fondest memories. The whole Ron Artest and the whole audience fight.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The Malice at the Palace?
It's
tough. Yeah, no, it was called something, though. It was called the Malice at Palace or something.
I don't remember what it's called. I just remember he was laying on the thing, a fan threw a cup, and he was like,
Pacers,
what's up,
Detroit
then?
Pistons.
Well, in that, I feel like he picked his battle. Like everybody else, they picked their right battles. Because before that, he got into it with Ben Wallace. And when he got to it, Ben Wallace, when a fan threw something, he was like, oh, I can beat this person.
Okay. He ain't want none of them. All of that out.
And I'm going to be honest, he probably, if his teammates wouldn't have helped him, it was over. It's too many fans in there that was pissed
off.
I'm not giving that much credit to Detroit fans.
This is why I say that.
As far as getting busy.
You can have one person who can knock anybody out. But if you got 17 other people who really can't fight, but they all fight that night, that one person finna lose.
I understand, but if you wind that video one time and you see Ron Artest running up there, that stand clears out. We're not talking about the cheap seats at this point. We're not talking about the people up here who ready for action because they had to pay $20. They got to watch the game like this, squinting and shit. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. We're talking about the people who got to pay a lot of money to sit in those seats. When Ron Artest starts going down the stands, it gets cleared. And then old boy just so happened to be there, and I guess he put up his dukes like, I'm here now. Like, what's up?
Ain't nothing I can do.
Oh, no. It's right and left hand anointments. You know what I'm saying?
My boy got baptized
several times.
My thing with that is...
Stephen Jack even came and deaconed him a few times as well.
He had no choice but to leave, although he didn't.
Exactly.
He should have left. Because if your reach is 7 feet, who are you fighting? Like, whether Ron Artest had hands or not. Mm-hmm. He could hit you from 7 feet away because he's got long ass arms.
Well, you know what? I think he was in a.
You know what I'm saying?
I think he was in a pretty bad predicament. Like it was like everybody was in front of him, and then all of a sudden, people started clearing out, and then he was like, oh, "I'm by myself." Here come Ron. Maybe I should do something. Maybe you shouldn't.
Like you know,
it's
seen
right
Ron,
then he realized he fucked up.
Right.
And I seen Ron fighting, but when Steven Jackson got into it's finna get out of hand.
Yeah, no,
it's really because the way he swung, no, I said whoever. He would have hit.
No.
Luckily, he missed.
No, listen. You knew Steven Jack was a problem when he got them baby plaits in.
Yeah.
He ain't even had a whole dread. He just had the baby plaits.
Yeah, he got the baby.
He was
still going through the ugly stage.
Yeah, no, you done lost your mind. That was crazy.
He had the Dwayne Wade over here. He had the Dwayne Wade plaits.
Oh, yeah. Steven Jack was probably about 175 pounds.
Yeah.
With baby plaits in the headband.
I'm crying.
You came to fight at this point.
I'm crying.
Exactly.
He had on ankle socks. No, you came to fight.
Yeah. You don't trust nobody.
You don't trust nobody. You don't trust nobody.
And Black Forces.
Yeah, you don't trust nobody.
Speaking of that, I had Black Forces.
Oh, but I was just going to say. Like, hold on.
Let me go ahead and just speak that out.
Hold on.
You can't trust nobody like that. You didn't, sir, you didn't come to play basketball. What are you here for?
Okay. So, this next one, I'm going to let Imani bring it up because she still ain't tagged me in it. Mm.
Oh, this is her topic.
So. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
So apparently there's this whole.
You don't say.
The other day on Facebook, it was this whole debate for a couple hours, like American women and island women thing.
I'm not touching this.
So I'm gonna let Imani talk about it because I didn't see the video. So go ahead.
I'll get into
disclaimer. I don't know why she's doing this, but. Oh, God. I don't want to get into Facebook wars. I've taken a year off of this. But there was, I guess, a girl.
A year off.
No, for real. I used to be, whatever. There was a girl who posted, what was it? Like, I don't know why Caribbean women feel like they're better than American women or whatever. Something to that effect. But I just feel like, why are people coming so hard at Caribbean people lately? I don't understand.
Well, I'm not gonna say they're better because I feel like no woman is better than the other.
Negative.
But I will say they do twerk and dance better.
It's just a wine. That's a different.
Dirty wine for me then.
Well, that's a different dance, but
I love it all.
I'm here it's for the different. Power. I'm here for it. But I'm just saying, I feel like people are coming really hard. The girl the other day who posted the fact that she thought it was a maggot in her food, but it was really a piece
right.
of
ignorance.
Chicken foot.
Ignorance.
I'm just saying, I'm going to say my post that I put, if y'all don't like Caribbean women so much, or Caribbean people, stop coming to Caribbean Sunshine, Golden Crest, stay out of Rum Jungle on Fridays. Do stay all of those Junction. Things. Enjoy your chitterlings. Don't come to our things then.
Well, I will.
Is that what you call them?
Yes, because I don't eat that stuff. But I'm just saying.
Hold. Now, you can't do that for the country people.
No, but, I love them. But what I'm saying is I'm friends with everybody. But I don't like, and I take things from each culture that I love. But I'm not going to bash yours because I don't like it.
Exactly.
Period.
Don't bash Caribbean people because
or
whatever.
Understand or whatever.
And then sis posted that for drama and then put up that she's going to go lay with a Caribbean man. So, like, what are we doing this for?
Yeah, but I understand.
I don't understand.
But that's your particular opinion.
No.
Every Caribbean woman feels that way.
Feels what way?
Feels what way?
Feels like they take everything, they take a little bit of something from every culture.
No. I'm saying that I appreciate Spanish culture, mm-hmm. Black American culture, yeah, whatever culture, I appreciate those cultures, but you're not going to find me saying
we're better.
I'm not going to bash your culture right. For what reason?
Well, to be honest, I'm not going to stop eating oxtails.
It's oxtail.
Not an S.
I'm
going to
put the
no
S at the end.
No. There's no
Listen,
S.
You don't care. Me not care about none that. About none that. About none that. Okay?
About what?
About none that.
What's that?
I don't know what that is.
None of that. Like that's okay, so you gotta take like part of Florida, like the country part of Florida. And wait, then you got to take Jamaica and put it together.
So where'd you get that from?
No, that's what I'm telling you. So take the country part of Florida uh-huh. and parts of Jamaica and put it together. What? Not regular Jamaica Queens.
Oh,
so yeah. So once you put no, that's y'all. No, that's y'all. No, that's y'all. That's y'all. So once you put that together, you just got what I just gave you. None that. Me not care about none that.
Not care.
I'm just saying, just appreciate everybody and there shouldn't be no slander.
At all.
Period.
At all.
Why?
I'm not saying it should be. I'm just saying it comes from both sides.
Where?
It comes from both sides. It comes from Caribbean women and it comes from American women.
I feel like that's...
Y'all don't like each other.
No, that's not even the case.
I think that people make that up.
No, I think that people make that up for real because mm-hmm. I don't see where that would come from.
You don't see it because you value every culture that you... Or
yeah, but I'm friend...
You,
but I,
You're Switzerland.
You're Switzerland. You wouldn't hang out with people that are toxic like that. But there are people like that that exist on both sides.
I will say one thing. I do majority have friends that are Caribbean. Yeah. I will not lie.
That's what I was waiting for.
And none of them talk shit about Americans or American women. None of them at all.
I'm not going to say...
I rest my case. I feel like Murder, She Wrote. I need it on a sweater or something.
I'm not going to say... I think there's certain... Like Matt Locke. There's certain things that we definitely do different. So you're gonna go with people who are more like you.
Correct.
That's but do I hate someone who's
Black
American?
Well, that's all she was saying, but you took offense to it.
No. She said that we feel that we're better than them. That's a personal issue. How you feel about it.
My personal feeling is whether you're from the Caribbean islands or you're from America, it all depends on how you're raised with your values. Because values speak in volume.
You know exactly. I mean,
right? More.
Because there's some young Caribbean women that are just, to me, ratchet as hell. But then there's some American women that are just as ratchet.
Facts.
And ratchet goes through all races. It ain't a white, black, or a Puerto Rican thing.
Yeah, you ratchet.
If you ratchet, you ratchet.
I can agree.
You know what I mean?
She ratchet.
It's just what you were raised around and what your mentality is depends on who you are as an individual. So there's some women out here that, yes, I think Caribbean women and women from islands are absolutely beautiful. But there's also some American women that are absolutely beautiful.
Of course.
Some of their mind frames, even though they are beautiful, Hazel some of their mind frames
trash.
Turn them into the ugliest, savagest, most savage person on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And my atmosphere before this COVID thing, I've always said nobody wants a female that's in all the clubs and knows everybody. No one wants a female.
Let me clarify. Come on, bro.
You get a hard pass because everybody knows you through your brother.
No,
and that's
exception.
I don't necessarily give her a hard pass, but continue.
There's no exception.
Speak for yourself.
And my boy pushed the revolver away.
Yeah.
Quick draw, McGraw.
Let me blow this off.
I thought we was cool, bro. I didn't know we had issues.
No,
y'all got it.
Well, nigga, there is some people you don't know.
But what I'm getting at is, what I'm really getting at is those same girls, whether they're Caribbean or American, are all the ones that are showing half naked pictures, wondering why they're still single and can't find a good man.
I don't mind that.
You get what I'm saying?
No, it's
real stuff. To me, that's the way I see it. Like, okay, well, to me as a grown man, I don't want my old lady showing half naked pictures.
But hoes get married every day. If you're saying that they're
period.
A hoe, quote unquote. I'm just saying they get married every day. They get wife up, have husbands for 10
right, and then they have problems all the time.
Let me tell you something about men.
But so do good girls. Good girls get cheated on too.
Right,
so
everybody
gets cheated on.
Right, everybody wants the bad guy.
The piggyback what he said about
then when they get the bad guy, it's like, oh, I got all these problems. Well, you picked that.
I don't trust no guy that claims that he's a good guy.
I mean,
I'm a great guy.
I don't know.
Y'all. I don't claim anything.
I'm a good guy.
I don't know y'all.
I'm being honest with you. I'm a good guy.
Listen, well, to piggyback off what he said about how a man doesn't want to see his girl, you know, in certain things.
As a man, we
love the chase. Any girl that'll give it up or give you something that fast will leave you that fast. But if you make us wait, make us work for something, then we start to see we're not smart. I hate to say it. We think with our head, on our necks. But
we know.
Speak for yourself. I am brilliant.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself, Mark.
That's what they say.
That is not me. I do not operate.
Do you go to the strip club?
I do not go to the strip club.
You would lie like that on the L?
No, listen. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not go. Have I ever been to a strip club with you?
Not since COVID.
Have you ever seen me in a
strip club? He said not since COVID.
I'm just kidding. I don't even know you like that.
COVID might
Hey.
It's the drink. It ain't the water I have in my cup.
That ain't no water. And I'm sipping on the same thing, and I ain't coughed yet.
It's a little water, okay?
You done carded.
No, listen. I don't go to the strip clubs. I don't see necessarily the value in strip clubs that some other man might see in strip clubs. If I'm paying a lot of money to be in a strip club, something better come with me when I leave out of here. You understand what I'm saying?
Listen to what I'm saying, though.
You don't go spend money anywhere else and leave empty-handed, except a strip club. Or maybe a casino.
Well, let's be honest. The strip clubs I've done went to, half of them went to my school. Yeah. So it's like, you either give me a dance or I'm telling everybody you work at a strip.
Listen, I don't need no dance. All right? I can go to the club and get a dance.
My thing is,
I need somebody to come home with me.
Is the fans only? Yeah, the OnlyFans, whatever that shit is. Isn't that like a form of prostitution?
No.
Sex?
Yep. No.
They getting paid. I'm tired of being on there hearing ding, yeah. ding, ding.
Why are you on there?
You're on there?
Oh, yeah, I'm on there. Okay, Super Mario. I'm on Cam Soda, too. Yeah, I'm on all that.
Just accept it. Yeah, just.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Just be honest.
You're dancing on OnlyFans?
No, I didn't know. No.
You're subscribed to something.
Yeah, I'm a subscriber. That's
what
I do.
Huh? Who are you subscribed to?
I don't want to put that out there. Okay. Yeah. Just the nasty women. I love the nasty women.
That's between me and my browser.
Well, since it's a discount for promo, get on Cam Soda, look at Jada Fire. I love you, baby. You know, in my mind, we've been together.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, Jada Fire, look at me one more time.
Yeah.
Why she taking a shot? We go together.
I follow her on Instagram.
You don't know Malaya?
No, who's that?
Oh, I'm going to have to show you. She's on there.
Go say it, please.
Malaya's fire.
Okay.
She is.
Malaya's the one who was dating Drake?
She's on. Ooh.
Malaya Michael.
Oh, okay. That's all I need to know. Malaya Michael. I know what to look for tonight.
Oh, you got a new subscriber. Right.
You will.
Right.
Don't spend his whole stimulus on this.
But honestly, these girls are
what you need, baby.
Huh?
These girls are making bread.
No, like, legit.
Big money.
I seen somebody post their receipts, and they got, like,
$799.
Made like I want to say 17,000 or
no? There's a stripper.
For what?
No,
what is she doing?
Like, there's legit. A stripper in Orlando that she made $300,000 in 6 months.
No,
something
like
that.
Legit. People
by sleeping with her own man.
Well, I'm finna start my
yeah. No, listen. If I wouldn't be
that's all it take.
No, listen. If I wouldn't be publicly shamed by family and friends, I would definitely do
just
it.
Don't put your face.
I would definitely do a
yeah,
lot
just don't
on
put
there.
Your face.
No, I just feel bad. I feel like a lot of people know what my bottom part look like.
So that means you get around. I'm just
right.
No.
That's
I'm just
what
saying.
I got.
Like, it would, no, like, that's
why
me.
You don't
I'm
go to the strip club. Yeah, that's why you don't go to the strip club. That's why you don't go to
the strip club.
I said my bottom half.
What you gonna do? You gonna put a public paper bag over your head?
I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do it with my jeans on.
My man said his body part.
That's uncomfortable.
You put it with some jeans on, you get caught in that zipper, it's over. I'm just gonna be honest with you.
His body parts have their own Instagram.
If I didn't get public ashamed by my family and friends, I probably would do a whole lot. That's a lot of money to turn down.
Yeah, it
each
is.
Month?
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I am considering it stopping prescriptions right now and go ahead and do what I need to do, you know?
Let me know if you're trying to sign up.
Hey, bae, you know what I'm down for. You know, I ain't going to put your name out there.
You know what it's called? It's called supply and demand.
And that's right? How it is.
Demand and out supply, you know?
Okay, let me talk to her real quick.
Doing.
Right. Lotion stocks.
Yeah. Or you can use...
It might be up there.
Body butter.
You're going to get there.
Body butter. Oh, hey, listen. I done heard the body butter. That work.
I'm not hip to it.
I'm
not hip. Somebody.
I'm crying.
Somebody
okay.
Help me out with the body butter.
So.
Slip and slide.
Like went
all the women know about
this
body
went
butter.
Like
this,
real left. I was not expecting
I was just about to say we took a turn.
Took a real left.
Deep place.
I wasn't expecting all
back
that.
Getting back to it.
Well, no.
That's how you were raised.
I ain't even going back there. Yeah,
I would go from that too.
Because I had mentioned something about how women be showing it off, but I'm one man.
Okay, yeah, you're disgusting.
Okay, thank you.
You're disgusting.
I brought it up.
Absolute disgusting.
But I'm gonna bring it back. Like it all depends on how you were raised. At the end of the day.
So.
They'd be in the church
home.
Here we go.
That's a whole
no, but that's bad.
My church was lit.
What was you doing?
What kind of wine did y'all have at y'all church? I know Moscato.
Jesus touched
you. You look.
No, I'm kidding.
You drank all the wine. Don't
have shot.
Not me. But my church was lit.
She said, not me.
I'm like Steve Harvey, what he said. I was putting my hand on all the chips, sitting there like they. All that. I'm eating everything.
That's what they was doing.
We've been in church for 2 hours. I'm hungry.
Right.
What are we still doing here? It's 5:00.
Yeah. All right. So I want to touch this last thing before we go. Teddy Riley. First of all, it's been a whole bunch of like Instagram battles. So Lil Jon and T-Pain went against each other.
Amazing.
That was dope.
That was good.
Neo and Jante Austin went against each other.
That was the best.
That was my favorite one to me. That was really good.
Neo sucked.
Nah, Jante killed it.
You can't do Neo. Like
John, no, Jante killed
Neo. Neo thought it was like his classics. I'm going to play all the best Neo.
Yeah,
songs.
Nah, that wasn't.
I think some people got confused on what exactly they were doing.
Yeah.
Like some people thought they were battling. Some people thought we were just playing music.
Yeah, no.
Exactly, yeah.
So, Teddy Riley and Babyface went live. First of all, they went live one time.
Throwing the towel.
And it was completely, it was an echo. Teddy was trying to do a whole concert. Like, bro, just you want a computer and your phone. Press play, that's it. that's all I need to do. Yeah. So when they finally went live the second time, they did break Instagram. Like, people could not get in on their phones. They hit, like, 300-something K. 400-something K, actually. When I tried to get in, it was in the 400s. People couldn't get in on their phone. You had to watch it on your laptop or your tablet or something. Damn.
Well, yeah. I watched a little bit of some more of it today, and I'm gonna be honest. Teddy played one song that got me like, ooh.
So I'm about to, I'm about to.
Babyface never even hit any of his club tracks.
He didn't. Yeah. So what I'm about to do for those right. that didn't watch it, because I know Imani didn't watch it.
No.
And I don't know if y'all saw the whole thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna read off each song for they did 10 rounds. No, I lied. 18 rounds.
God.
And I'm going to read some of them, and y'all going to tell me who y'all think won the round, okay?
If I know. Who we do? Is Teddy Riley and
Babyface.
Okay, I thought.
Okay. Like, sure. So, round one, Babyface played Love Would Have Brought You Home last night by Toni Braxton.
Ooh.
Teddy played Right There, the Human Nature remix with Michael Jackson and SWV.
Oh, my God.
Teddy won.
Yeah,
Teddy won. Teddy won.
Sorry. Teddy won.
Damn. I didn't want to give him nothing.
No, since everybody said Teddy, I'm going to go with Babyface.
Is that how you really feel, though?
No, I'm going to be honest. Teddy won that.
Okay.
Teddy won that.
Second round, soon as I get home from work, mm-hmm. that's when Babyface played.
He lost.
I was just saying that, though.
I'm sorry you were saying that.
Teddy played Make It Last Forever by Keith Sweat.
Teddy won again.
Teddy won that one.
Yeah, because as soon as I get home, no.
You don't like that song?
Uh-uh.
Soon as I get home from work,
I'm not paying no bills.
I'll pay your rent.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest right now. The reason I say no because like Madea said, that nigga's stupid. I'm not paying none of that. What I look like?
No, I'm not paying.
Yeah, hell, I help
you pay
your
rent.
No.
Wow.
No.
What I'm paying your rent for, I got to pay mine.
Is she standing by herself? Thank you.
Okay. That's a whole
other
topic.
All right.
Moving
right along.
All right.
I ain't telling her to sign a high ass lease.
The third round.
Wow, back at the ranch.
Third round, Babyface played Rock Steady.
Okay.
And Teddy played Just Got Paid by Johnny Kemp.
Baby
you said face. Teddy? Baby I think Babyface got that.
I'm going with Babyface.
Yeah. I'm
going
with Babyface on that one.
Fourth, I'm going to skip a couple. Round four, Every Time I Close My Eyes, mm-hmm. that's what Babyface played. Teddy played Get You Home Tonight, Black Street, and Foxy Brown.
Wow.
I love that Foxy. Yeah. It's something about that Foxy Brown.
I'm going to go with Teddy on that one, man.
Teddy again.
I'm going to go with Teddy on that one.
I think she can hear probably a little bit.
I'm going to go with Teddy on that one. I'm
crying at you,
Imani. Babyface played
a lot of Foxy's death.
Okay. But Teddy didn't really get into his bag, though. Like, no. Teddy only played one TLC. Okay. So, I know she's a mess. She is a mess.
I just wanted to know if she was still deaf.
All right.
Foxy.
She's
still deaf, right? She can't hear.
Seventh round.
I still love and sing to her.
I'm not sure.
Seventh round. Babyface played. Can we? I'm about to go home.
I just don't know. Seventh
round. Babyface played. Can We Talk?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And Teddy played. I Want Her by Guy.
No. Can We Talk?
Can We Talk?
Soccer song.
Did a timeout. Pause. Did y'all see that? Tevin Campbell tweeted and said, "Can We Talk?" is like legit a stalker song.
Yeah, but can't you guys tell that by the lyrics?
I never really like sat and. I knew the lyrics, but I never sat and like said.
There's a lot of songs that got deep in the corner.
He said, "Last night I saw you. I saw you standing. I knew you." Something.
So you saw me and I didn't see you.
Basically, he's saying, "Can we talk?" Like, no. I see you.
My thing is this.
Well, nowadays, if a dude asks you, "Can you talk? Can we talk?" and y'all done had a problem, y'all run.
Period.
It's still a vibe. Fuck all that. It's still a vibe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to skip down to...
Peep and Tom vibes.
All right, round 10, Babyface played Two Occasions. And Teddy played The Show by Slick Rick.
I don't know the show.
Yeah,
I got to go with Slick.
By Slick Rick?
No.
And Dougie Fresh?
I grew up to embarrass him. And
you're right, I'm sorry.
You should go with Slick Rick since you were Slick.
Yo.
I'm just going to put that out there.
That was a good one.
Okay, the lyrics are, "Last night I saw you standing, I started pretending. I knew you, and you knew me too."
That shit don't sound creepy to y'all?
But I knew
it's a fire.
I would sing the lyrics, but I never like
I always say
thought about it.
If a man sing y'all roses nowadays and put your admirer, y'all be like, hey, that's a little creepy. So no, that might song think should not be right there.
Hello? I mean, it's a song where he's talking to himself in the first.
No, he's talking to her.
He's talking to her from a distance.
You didn't hear what she just said? You're talking to her from a distance. You're not even in my face.
So COVID's been around?
They're just telling us.
All right, wait. Let me do two more because we got 5 minutes left and y'all got to plug yourself. So I'm going to go with 13, Babyface played When Will I See You Again, which is his song. Teddy played Before I Let You Go by Blackstreet.
I gotta go even.
Before I Let You Go All Day.
Yeah, I gotta go Teddy.
Okay.
So I didn't get to watch this thing, but it looked like Teddy blew him out the water.
Nah. Some people say Babyface won. The list I'm looking at gave it to Babyface.
Throw in the top.
15, Babyface played My, Johnny Gill. Mm-hmm. Teddy played Deep by Blackstreet.
My.
Yeah, Johnny Gill. Babyface
guy. And Babyface. Last one. Babyface played Making Me High by Toni Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy played Fire. Rump Shaker.
Rump Shaker. Okay.
I don't know either.
No, Making Me High.
I don't know Rump Shaker.
All I want to do is on a zoom, zoom, zoom.
Oh, that's that song?
Just shake your rump.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
Man, listen, when you got one of the Braxton's.
I'm an old head. I know that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Well, like I said. Okay.
I need Shensia and Spice to do one.
No, like legit. We need a
current. It'd be really dope to see Orlando DJs do it just on the strength of the DJ culture. I'm just going to throw that out.
But some people be in their feelings and some people get salty. So I don't think
if the DJs
happen.
Do it, I don't care what he plays. Bro. I'm going with DJ consistency.
The consistency to do. But I'm just saying, like, win, lose, or draw, it's just for fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they did that in Miami with the brunch crew in Miami from BB Sundays. They had a lot of DJs jump on and they have like a bracket. Bo Weezy was in it. A guy named DJ London that's also been out here in Orlando. He's done it. Like, it's just
for fun. It's just something to
right.
do.
Right. It was like, something to keep people entertained. Exactly. And they broke it down to like a playoff bracket. Like, me versus you. Then the winner plays him. And then...
But there's some people in Orlando
that you can put together right
now. No, like legit. Idea, but right? There's some people in Orlando or in Orlando that's sensitive and they get butthurt. So it may start out fun and a friendly competition, but somebody's feelings is gonna get hurt.
Well,
and it's gonna end up being real deal.
What I've learned on this, it all depends on who has the bigger fan base.
And it's like it's watching that.
It was like the bigger fan base.
If you can't stand the kitchen, if you can't stand the fire, what you do?
Get out
that kitchen.
So I just want to say again, because we got 4 minutes, so I always give guests at the end of the show opportunity to plug themselves, let people know what y'all doing. So D Dave, I'm gonna start with you.
I'm D Dave. You can find me on DJ D Dave at Instagram and Facebook. I go live every day, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock. Not today, because I'm here, obviously.
Hey.
But you can find me going live mixing every day at 5 o'clock on Instagram and 7 o'clock on Facebook. It once again is DJ D Dave.
Super Mario.
You got Super Mario _321 on Instagram. Snapchat, you can find me at Smooth_1. I'm one of the, you know, I think I'm one of the top hosts out there. You know, you'll see me downtown. I got a new vlog coming up real soon, trying to get everything fixed out. So, you know, like I said, Super Mario 321 on Instagram.
Mommy.
Always awkward. Okay, so Imani, I have a new...
Take it out the bag because you got it in the bag.
Oh, wow. I have some body butter.
Nail, get that body butter.
Oh, shit. It's stuck.
It's going to change your life.
She got body
butter.
Oh,
you tried it?
She got
what, body butter?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but you didn't try it.
I didn't try yours.
Yeah, so that's the difference.
Yours is better.
Homemade.
Yeah, so I have some natural body butter here.
Can I smell it?
I also, try it out.
Oh, I need that.
That's the slick scent?
Yeah, that's a slick scent.
Slick scent.
And I also have some body scrubs that are being sold.
That's my scent.
So go ahead and hit me at Imani Russell, or you can hit me on Instagram at _YRB.
Do you have some now?
Stush Skin by E.
Thank you, because I blinked out. Stush Skin and Stush Body Girls know.
Period.
Period.
So,
that's
skincare.
Go ahead,
Nell. Yo, this your boy Nell. I'm out here in these streets. You know my name. Stop playing with me. I don't have no Instagram or no Snapchat, but I do got a Twitter. You can reach me at bnell352. I don't even check it every day, so you can try to hit me up on my I'm not even going to get my email. Just hit me up on my Twitter, like DM me. I might send you my Google Voice number, And then that way I can kind of like regulate who calls and who doesn't.
WhatsApp.
Yeah, it depends on how important it is. But BNL352 on Twitter. Sound hit me like up. I do have Facebook, but that's only for family and friends.
All right. It is your girl, Slick Nick. Thank you again for a lovely episode. I appreciate all y'all that came.
For sure.
Y'all are dope. I appreciate y'all. Could have been anywhere on a Monday, but y'all rocking with me.
Period.
Sponsors, I need sponsors. Help me help you help us. Reach out to me. DM me. Message me. Follow me. I write back. I promise. I'm friendly.
Friendly.
Shut up.
She's not.
I am friendly.
I got five on the sponsor.
I'm with that. Take whatever I can get.
$2.
If you're not watching my Facebook, make sure you follow me on Facebook, Slick Nick. SlickNikk, and keep up with my lives. You can comment and be interacted in real life as we talk about it. And your comment will get read on air. Again, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. Y'all have a safe week. Stay safe. We out.
Who knows? She might be talking about you.
Yo, what's going on? It's Hot Boy Season. It's your boy Stefan for you, and you are now listening to Slick Talk with Slick Nick, one of my favorite things to listen to every Monday.
Huh. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Vontae. Man, Slick Talk with Slick Nick. You already know what the fuck is going on.